This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April 21st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we have 3 hours to spend together, and it's Monday night. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Monday night trivia, indeed. We've got 9 bumper stumpers. They all have something in common. They're all relatively easy, and I'll give you part of what they have in common. They were all on stage together in 1977. That's right, 48 years ago. What I want to know, what was the venue? All right, so those are our bumper stumpers. Now we have a straggler from last week's. What established parliament still meeting today has never made even one government decision? All right, so there you have it. And that was a question from Laura, and who wrote with several questions, and we thank her for all of them. Unfortunately, a lot of them were oh too searchable, and I know you guys, but this one was a little tricky. If you don't like it, blame her. All right, no, I take full responsibility. All right, now, if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers and you haven't even heard one yet, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. All right, so, oh man, I just made the mistake prior to the show starting during the news that, well, I'll make sure that my broadband provider is not putting me on paperless billing as they threatened to do by email a while ago. And I had a half-hour conversation with a customer service rep who assured me, no, you wouldn't be. So I just went and looked. Yes, indeed, I am. Might as well be. Oh, not that I'm going to stay that way. Because I also informed them that the address was wrong. Well, it's still wrong, just in a different way. All right, so I know that you share the same customer service angst, which is why I'm sharing that with you, but we'll put it aside for 3 hours and just have a good time. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Billy Bob, I don't know, I think this might be call number 29. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, really, it's 30.
Oh, 30.
Before we get going, I want to give a shout-out to Tubby. When she calls every week,
yeah,
she's really rosy and optimistic and got a positive attitude, and she really picks my day up when I hear her talk.
Oh, good. I'm delighted. All right. So we're going to do an advertising slogan?
Yeah.
Intensive care.
I'll say whisk, but right on the power. That should have been mine when I called in last week. John, I says, I want advertising. He says, we ain't doing that. I thought I must have misunderstood him.
No.
Then later on in the show, that was one of the questions, and by God, that could have been my certificate.
Oh, I have no idea. I said we weren't doing it. Did you win for something else? I mean, I don't know why we didn't.
I'm going to ask for one request here.
Okay.
I know you don't like the Dave Clark Five, so I want Bobby Day's version of Over and Over, if you could play it.
Sure. All right. Always better to have the original. Good deal.
And, And that'll do it for me then. I'll try next week. Oh, what was the answer to my
question? Yeah, right, exactly. I was going to give you a hint. You can see it in the aisles at any drugstore or big box store, things like that. I won't say it's in a jar. It's in a bottle, plastic, and it says intensive care. Now,
Vaseline?
There we go. We have a winner.
I'll be darned. I finally won one in this.
How about that? Vaseline intensive care. You got it. All right. Hang on. We'll confirm that address and look forward to call 31. All right. So Billy Bob will have over and over tomorrow, obviously. We found, by the way, Fran's request, and I'll tell you about that tomorrow night as well. But let me put Billy Bob on hold, and we'll check out Barry. Barry's going back to the Beatles. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio. Hey, Barry. All right. So we're doing more Beatles more often, huh? Well, let's see what we can
do. Right, like I said, I didn't do well on the charts last week.
So. Well, you know, I don't know how to help you with the charts. I figure there's at some point in your life where you were a kid in your room, couldn't go out, all you did was listen to the radio. That's the year to pick.
Okay, well, that's in the 60s, but that's why I thought I was safe with the 60s.
All right. So the Beatles, we know that Lennon and McCartney wrote most of the stuff, but there were some that George Harrison wrote, and I think maybe a few that Ringo Starr wrote, but there were only two album tracks that were credited to all four Beatles. What were they?
Well, there was a track called Flying.
Yes, that's one of them. Absolutely. Very good. What's the other one?
Maggie May, maybe.
No, dig.
No, no, dirty. No.
No, dig it.
Oh.
Dig it was the other one.
Dig it. That's
dig
right.
It. But hey, yeah. you got half of it right, so we should send you half of a certificate. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
All right.
So, good deal. So that's half a win, and I'm sure he'll get another half, and then he'll get a whole certificate. Yeah, you get a certificate for everything you win. But remember, the prizes are virtually useless. It takes forever to mail them. You're really doing this for the fun of it. Now, I think it's about time that we break and then hear our first bumper stumper to get you started. And again, they were all on stage together 48 years ago this month in 1977. I want to know the venue. And of course, if you give up on my question and you give up on my bumper stumpers, have your own category right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Think about you all the time, and all the time I spend just hating myself, fearing you might decide to fall in love with someone else. I crossed my heart and hope to God I didn't need it. My love for you stayed away just for a minute. But when I kissed her, my heart just wasn't in it. I deserve it, so go on and make me suffer. Oh, but this suffering gets tougher and tougher all the time. All I do is pray that you return someday, my darling, and say that you are mine. How can I? I held another and I know that you see it. I crossed my heart and hope to die, I didn't mean it. My love for you straight away just for a minute. But when I kissed her, my heart just wasn't in it. Deserve it, so go on and make me suffer. Oh, but this suffering gets tougher and tougher all the time. But all I do is pray that you return someday, my darling, and say that you are mine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1964, who are they? All right, so that's our first bumper stumper, and they have in common with everyone else you'll hear tonight that they were all on stage together in 1977. What I want to know is what was the venue. But if you don't know that, maybe you know who this is. You should. They certainly had a lot of hits. I'm counting you don't know this one, but we'll see. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And we've got Lisa, and Lisa is in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll tell you quickly, there's the Menendez brothers' resentencing hearing has been postponed.
Why?
And well, there were two motions that the judge said had to be addressed before they could continue. Ooh. And I couldn't find any information on what those two motions were, it was sort of a big surprise to
Eric and Lyle.
Mark Garagos is the attorney for the Menendez brothers, but it's been delayed to the 9th of May, so it's
not too long,
not that far off.
I'm going to look it up and see if I can find anything too.
Yeah, if it mentioned it, I didn't understand it, so I thought, well,
all right. Let's see what it tells me. If anything. Yeah, okay. Disputes between the defense and the prosecution. Well, let's see what they were. A tense day in court, don't you know?
And yeah, so, it said something about some kind of information that was part of another suit with them or something. I don't know. It was confusing.
Let's see. All right. Reading all this, it was not so straightforward. Yeah, no kidding. A little bit disappointing, I guess. So let's see. So we're finding all about the history of them, and we don't care. We want to know what was the dispute. Well, this week's hearing unfolded with the family in attendance, as well as the brothers, who watched the proceedings via video from a state prison near San Diego. All right. And apparently the defense, prosecutor wanted to delay this week's proceedings, which had been postponed in January because of the Los Angeles wildfires, to allow court to obtain part of the comprehensive risk assessments completed by the State Parole Board. All right, so what they're saying, if there's a report out there assessing the risk of violence, how do we not use it? Okay, so the judge ultimately decided to postpone the proceedings to allow prosecution and defense time to review the document. So there we have it, the parole board's document. The hearing in May will also look at a pending request from the brother's attorney, Mark Guerrero, so he's pretty well known, on whether the district attorney's office should be recused from the case. Ooh, I like that. Of course, they're denouncing the district attorney for discussing the risk assessment report in a morning news conference. All right, saying it's appalling. All right, so that's the deal. It's the parole board who—and, you know, that's actually fair. If the parole board did a risk assessment and did a report, certainly that report should be considered before a decision is made.
Well, of course.
Well, and so what I don't know is how did they not know this before today?
Well, and that's the thing because, like I said, the Mark Garagos was just shot. They were all—everybody but the prosecution was shocked at all this.
Yeah, well, prosecution wasn't.
The Menendez brothers' family came out, it was supposed to be a two-day hearing, and all of a sudden, late Thursday night, they decide it's not going to happen.
Well, I think that Mark will be looking into how long the prosecutors knew about this, you know, why'd they spring it today, because it seems like this shouldn't have been something that was new knowledge to anybody. So we'll see next month. And the soap opera continues. All right. So, see, it's a soap opera for me because I don't know the Menendi and I don't know their families. But if I did, of course, I'd have probably a crushing belief either way. But as it is, man, this is better than All My Children.
Now, did you say you were in California at the time?
Oh, yes, I sure was. On the radio, talking about the Menendi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
what about when the Manson?
Well, by the way, I was in Denver for part of it too, with the Menendi thing, because it was a few years that went on. So Denver and L.A. But Manson. What year was Manson? I'll tell you where I was.
It was like 60. Wasn't it like?
If it was 66. I was in Henderson, North
Carolina. 68.
I was in Miami.
Hmm.
So, I didn't know if it was into the 70s when that finally got to court.
I remember being fascinated with that one, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that one was...
I mean, it must have been very terrifying because they didn't know, you know, what the... there was no connection, really, between the two murders, you know, the first one and the second one.
Okay, the trial was 70 and 71. So I was in Houston for part of that, Baltimore for part of that, and Miami for part of that. Depended when.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I know. 32 cities. What can I tell you?
Wow.
Let's move along. Which Eminem song won an Oscar for Best Original Song? An Eminem song. How about that?
No, I know this.
Oh, good.
I have to think of it, though.
Well, wait.
It's like Lose Yourself?
Yes, absolutely. It's called Lose Yourself. All right.
Oh,
so
good.
I did not know that Eminem won an Oscar. Well, I guess good for him. All right. And you are a winner.
Great.
All right. Hang
Thank
on. Don't
so
go
much.
Away. All right. Good
okay.
Deal.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Yeah, the nationally known trials are one thing, but some of the local trials really beat them all to hell and back. And I was trying to think of the particulars. I will. There was this infamous Miami trial in the 60s from the S Bank, Central Bank, the time of day, people. But it was such a story. And then, of course, Murph the Surf. And then that was another real saga. And then in Philadelphia, of course, the best murder of all time, when they set the body out to sea and put bullet holes in the styrofoam cooler, and fishermen found it. And other than the bullet holes, it was in perfect condition. And one of them was on television saying, I just figured it was a gift from the god Neptune. No, I think when you find a cooler with bullet holes, probably call the authorities first before you pack it. All right. Well, in any event, trials of days gone by. Oh, Chicago has plenty, too. Don't get me wrong. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. There'll be another bumper stumper after the news. And these are hit artists, actually. So we'll see how you do. And like I say, a theme, they were all on stage together in 1977. I'm just asking you, what was the venue? And you can tell me about that. And yes, there is a Chicago connection to that as well. And no, it wasn't in Chicago. All right. You don't have to know where it was. You just have to know what it was. All right. As far as, is that clear? Clear as mud. I have a question. Yeah, our straggler. What established parliament still meeting today has never made even one government decision? 888. 876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
You got it. You've got a smile, a crazy little smile, but everybody's got a smile. But if we get together and you smile when I hold,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? If you're saying it sounds like Sam Cooke, well, Sam Cooke wrote it, and it was on Derby, which is one of the labels he owned. Derby was a subsidiary of SAR. But who is this? Yes, famous under his own right as well, but back in 1963 on Derby. So who is he? 888-876-5593. What established parliament still meeting today has never made even one government decision? All right, we got Maurice and Elgin. All right, Maurice, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I had a great Easter, and I hope you did too.
Yes, well, actually, I just spent the time wiring a studio, but it had its own spirituality, believe me. So, anyway.
Had to be done. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. You betcha. All right. So, Parliament, what do you think?
Would that be the Parliament of Crows?
Oh, God, crows are a murder. It's a murder of crows. But I love the way you think, so you're on the right track. What else could it be? I hope you can come up with something, because you know that somebody will probably Google it, and that'll be over. So what do you think?
Yeah. Parliament of...
I'm even giving you time to Google it here.
I'm blank.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, somebody else is going to get this, but call me again soon. I hope it.
Okay, will
thanks.
Do.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, a murder of crows. Oh, yeah. Speaking of murders, that Miami murder I was talking about, it actually started in Houston. It was the Candy Mosler murder. She didn't get murdered. She did the murdering, although she got acquitted. But yeah, they were a socialite couple from Houston, Jacques Mosler and his young wife Candy, and Candy's young nephew, who, yeah, well, you know what's coming. Well, anyway, Candy and the young nephew started a tawdry affair, and so Jacques moved to Key Biscayne in Florida, and he was a multimillionaire at the time, and had a lot to do with easy credit and all that, and had a bank, the central bank, the Yes Banks. And so he was there, and then one day Candy came home, and he was stabbed 39 times. And so the trial began, and there was an interesting quote from a journalist, because believe me, this trial was everybody in both Houston and in Miami rapt attention to this. And the journalist said something like, the loss of a nuclear weapon came second to the Candy and Melvin Lane Powers trial. Yes, that was the nephew. And so, so indeed, that probably was the case. We'll talk about that some night. But meanwhile, we got our Parliament. What established parliament still meeting today has never made even one government decision? 888-876-5593. Now it's a gift, I would think. Of course, maybe I'm talking to myself, and that's possible too. Now, on Monday night, that's a problem. Usually Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on about anything, but I try to stick to trivia on Monday night. And you can't play trivia with yourself, of course, because you have all the answers, so it doesn't work. There'll be another bumper stumper coming up before the hour is over, so that'll be three in a row, and they were all on stage together in 1977. I want to know why. What were they doing? All right, so after you wipe out the parliament, we've got other questions, don't you know? But the big thing is everybody knows something about something. There are no exceptions. So pick your own category, and we will come up with a question for you. And, of course, charts are wonderful. We like doing charts. And lyrics. Lyrics are fun. But it doesn't have to be music-related or entertainment-related or anything else. So... meanwhile, I think a lot of people are calling, so a lot of people Googled, probably. But I think Maurice is one who is calling back. So when John is done screening Maurice, if he gets the right answer, well, he wins. Because not that there's any prize. I say that all the time. There is, but it takes absolutely forever to get anything. And when you do, the certificate's fun and everything else is useless, a CD or a DVD. Maybe even a book, although I looked at some of the books I had in the pile and said, this is just far too much postage. All right, so I believe that Maurice took my advice and looked it up. All right, Maurice, yeah, I wanted you to win because you started this. So, Maurice, you looked it up. What'd you find out?
I haven't looked it up. As soon as I hung up, then it comes to me. It's a parliament of owls.
You're absolutely right. And why are they called a parliament? You don't have to know that at extra credit.
No, that I don't know exactly why.
Well, because of the association of owls with wisdom and authority. Drawing inspiration from ancient Greek mythology. It's a symbolic connection. So there.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now you'll never forget it. But believe me, the prize is worthless. Yeah. But so yeah. Now, if owls are so established and esteemed that they're a parliament, why the hell are geese a gaggle?
Yeah. Because that's what they do.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 How lowbrow is that? All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on, Maurice. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll put Maurice on hold. Yeah, how about that? Yes, apparently it's also in the C.S. Lewis book, The Chronicles of Narnia. All right. So, and there's detailed explanations on that as well, should you want. Now, what do we have? Chaucer was involved too. All right. Yeah. We're going to talk to Alex in Round Lake. How's it going, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain. So we're going to do charts, are we?
Yes.
All right. And we're going to do charts from the 70s. Let me find it here. All right. Let's see. All right. 70s. I got them, I think. What week and what month and what year?
March 73.
All right. March of 73. All right. March of 73. Here we are. Here we are, okay. March. Any particular week in March, or just pick them at random?
No, go ahead.
All right, we'll go with March 17th, 1973.
Okay.
Number one, Killing Me Softly with His Song.
Oh,
sorry,
Roberta Flack?
Absolutely right, on Atlantic. Number two, Dueling Banjos.
Oh, God. I don't know who those
guys
were.
Well, let's say they named themselves after the movie. I think that was the name of the movie, anyway.
Well,
you can do this. I'm pretty sure it was a movie. I'm going to look that up. I'm almost positive on who.
Yeah, it was.
What was the movie called?
Burt Reynolds.
It was in 1972.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll kick yourself for this.
I know I will.
It's Deliverance.
Yes.
All right, number three, Love Train.
OJ's?
Absolutely. Number four, also Sprague Zarathustra.
Oh, that was from the 2001.
Yes, and it's interesting because I hated it. It's classical, of course. Couldn't stand it. However, the artist was one of my all-time favorite Brazilian arrangers.
Deodato.
Absolutely. Amir Deodato, you betcha. All right. Number five, Last Song.
Ooh.
Now, Last Song, many people thought this was a guy, but it actually was a group. And the reason it was popular in America was because the Canadian stations like CKLW needed CanCon, so it was a Canadian group. But it's got the name of a person, well, the first and last name, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Edward Baer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on, hoping you'd be there? Okay, so let's see. All right. Number six. The cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh, Dr. Hook.
Absolutely right. Now, let's see what we got with number seven. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love?
Oh, God, I can hear the song.
On Atlantic, and they used to be on Motown.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I can't think of it.
The Spinners.
Oh, of course.
All right. So, number eight. Neither one of us wants to be, I think she says neither, though. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Oh, you must know this. This was a big hit.
God.
Well, obviously, it's number eight nationally. Of course, it's a big hit. But
it got to
number four the next week. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the song.
Sure, you do.
Damn that. Yeah.
And, got to number three the week after that, and I guess that peaked at number three. I'm trying to think of anything I can tell you about it to give you a hint. Well, let's see. Obviously, a female artist used to front a group, joined the LDS Church. What else? Yeah.
God.
Her son and daughter left
man.
Catholicism to become Latter-day Saints.
Right.
And she went along, and She's a big deal now and there.
I can't think of it.
Gladys Knight.
Oh, no. Really?
What? Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Well, yes. Yeah, but... like,
yes.
Oh, I didn't know that happened to her.
Yeah. What, that she became LDS?
Yeah.
Oh, not only that, she's TBM. All right, you probably didn't spend any time in Utah. TBM means Temple-Bound Mormon, and it means that you have proven you've given 10% of your gross earnings every year so that you can get into the temples. You can get into the ward house anytime, but to get into the temple, you have to be TBM.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Okay.
Number 999, Daddy's Home.
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Well, of course, originally Shep in the Limelights. You know, it was the answer to 1,000 Miles Away. And it was a big hit by Shep in the Limelights, but then it was redone by, well, Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, a top 10 record. And let's see, number 10, not that it matters, but we'll see how you do. Danny's Song.
Yes, sir. Oh, I picked the wrong week.
Yeah, right. That'd be Can Cantu, Canadian content, female artist.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
She's a female artist. It's Canadian content.
Hmm.
She had country hits, too.
Oh, Anne Murray?
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you still didn't win, but you knew that. All right.
Yeah.
call me next week. Pick another week, another year.
Yeah, I'd better.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I believe we'll have another easy bumper stumper coming up. In fact, it might be our first easiest bumper stumper. We'll see how you do with it. But remember, I've got to ask you another question. I was going to say, you can have your own category. But in the meantime, I need to ask you another question so you can be thinking about it. I threw this out, and I'm going to have to look at my notes. I don't know if anybody ever answered it. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. I think that might have been the straggler. Yeah, on any given day. All right, so on any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? I think that was the straggler. So hopefully you've been thinking about it and have an answer for me on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, I really expected a winner on that. Yeah, sort of his first record. Not a hit for him, but kind of the first woulda, coulda, shoulda. So who is it? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so I got Ruth and Gurnee. Oh, this is interesting. So, Ruth, it said that you want T.S. Eliot, The Witch, the Lion, and Wardrobe Trivia. Is that correct?
Yes, but I want to mention... excuse me, that last week I had a premonition not to call you on Tuesday. And all of a sudden, I decided at the spur of the moment to call. And I thought it had to do with what I wanted to do about the mistake of an opportunity story that would lend itself to Holy Week. And I got on the phone, and all of a sudden I heard that song that I had had a premonition on, Someone to Watch Over Me.
Right.
And I disconnected immediately. So that's the reason why I didn't call back. But I call it the snitch, the line in the wardrobe.
All right.
A few years ago,
I've only got a minute and a half before the news.
I'm only going to be a second.
Okay.
I mentioned to you that when I was 7 years old at the Lincoln Park Zoo, that the lion was talking to me. Not in my head, voices or anything, but actually came right out of the animal's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have continually asked me, what did the lion say? However, I did get notes, and still do, from Lions Club International, and I've made it a point to introduce myself often, like Lions Round Lake, Lions Gurnee, Lions here, Lions there.
One minute, or you don't get your question.
That's it. You do with that. I just wanted to let you know
okay.
that. The
Who?
Lion,
All
actually
right.
the animal itself
Here's your question.
Spoke to me.
Who wrote The Witch, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe?
T.S. Eliot.
No, C.S. Lewis wrote it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do that one too.
All right.
You're right. Did you mention T.S. Eliot earlier in the program?
Only when I brought you on, because it said that on the screen, and I wasn't sure of the connection since C.S. Lewis wrote it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's
thanks.
It. Thank you.
Good deal.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. And what I realized here before the news, I want to get to this, and that is I got the wrong straggler. Actually, it wasn't a straggler, but you got it anyway. Our straggler was, on any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? So on any given day, at least 7% of us do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. Now, that was the straggler. So, I can't believe I screwed that. Yes, I can. What am I saying? So, Donna and Schomburg's going to guess on our bumper theme after the news. And Gary's got a guess on the bumper. All right. And another bumper is coming up after the news. That's Monday Night Trivia. Yes, 3 big hours right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's pretty easy, and every line is lit up, so if you're getting a busy signal, as soon as someone hangs up, it's your turn to get in there. But we're talking about a number of things. Those are the bumper stumpers, and we've got 11 of them tonight. And the deal is that the commonality is all of them in 1977 were on stage. What was the venue? You don't have to tell me where it was. You just have to tell me what it was. All right, so 888-876-5593. And yes, I had a straggler. Clearly, I forgot about it, but that was on any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? All right, so there you have it. Now, guessing on one of the bumpers, if I can find my magic twanger here. Oh, here we go. We've got Gary in Austin. What's up, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh, I think I heard Boss Skaggs a minute ago.
You did. You absolutely did. And what a fine Boss Skaggs it was. Yes.
Yeah, I had not heard that song since probably the 70s.
Right,
so,
we were always sweethearts. That was a great record that nobody ever plays anymore.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah,
nobody really played it when it came out, but
yeah, no. I think my local AOR station played it, maybe. But,
oh, really? Okay.
Other than that,
I give them a lot of credit for that. Yes, 1971 on Columbia. All right, good deal. Yeah. Hang on, you're a winner. I expected nothing less. All right, so I should jot that down because at the end of the show, I always list everything. Yeah, I always say that about 1971 Columbia. All right, now this reminds me that last week the show ended and I didn't manage to give you any of the bumpers or the theme or any of that, and it all is on Raleigh.net. I did recite it in response to a call last week on the air. But if you missed it on Monday Night Trivia, well, all you have to do is, in fact, go to Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. And if you can't and you want to know, well, you call me when there's a line available for you. And hopefully there will be soon. Yes, there's one right now. So 888-876-5593. Donna in Schaumburg, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I think your bumpers are all... They were on a stage in New Jersey, and DJ recorded it for the PBS fundraisers.
That's really nice, but trust me, back then it was not even on his radar that he'd get to do it. So no, it wasn't any of TJ Lubinsky's stuff.
Okay, is that the only way he does it is through PBS?
Well, most of his shows were PBS fundraisers, but he's done other things as well. He had his own show on public radio, so you can always check that out. But trying to think where he is these days, and I know he had a little show on public radio, and I'm trying to think if it's still on. I don't know. It was on WJRZ FM, and I just looked it up, and no, he... He returned to a weekend. Okay, let's see. How about now? He can now be found Wednesday and Friday nights from 9 to midnight at Mixcloud, so it's online. So no, nothing that way. But yeah, I think all the Doo-Wop 50s and all that were all associated with PBS fundraisers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
okay.
it. Yeah. Bye. And, of course, TJ got into the business naturally. His grandfather owned Savoy Records, Herman Lubinsky Sr. And Savoy, oh, man, I probably don't have to say much about them, but a lot of R&B and blues and things of that nature. And TJ, when he was 16, went to work for Monmouth County Cable in New Jersey, and he got a job at the PBS station in Miami, Channel 2, WPBT, and then he relocated to Pittsburgh. So it wasn't until, I think, 1999 that he came up with Doo-Wop 50. And the thing about that was initially everyone turned him down. And ultimately, Pittsburgh did go for it and produce it. But he had offered it to Philadelphia, which would have been a natural. And they're like, no. Well, of course, it was, I think, the second biggest fundraiser in public broadcasting history. Yeah. So who's first? The Three Tenors, whoever they may be. And shows you that that I have absolutely no interest in that. And he was into other production as well. So that's TJ. All right, now 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's been a long day, and I'm glad it's over.
Oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah, I'm glad I can sit here and relax and play trivia and enjoy myself now. All the have-to-do stuff's over.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. So here we go. All right, lyrics. I'll say what you want to hear. I'll be telling you for many a year. I'm in love with you.
I'm telling you now.
Absolutely right, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Yep.
Yeah, do you think I'm fooling when I say I love you? I love you. Yeah, yeah. You are a
maybe
winner.
Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through.
Yeah. All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, absolutely. Okay, it's Freddie and the Dreamers that gave us the Freddie. All right, so now we put Fran on hold. That's pretty good, because that was right from the middle of the verse on that. You know, usually you knew I'm telling you now and I'm in love with you now, but the two in the middle, that's a little harder. Well, not for Fran. Good deal. All right, Todd and Harvey thinks he heard a bumper. What'd you hear, Todd?
I believe I heard Eddie Kendricks and the Temptations.
That's nice, but you didn't. No Eddie Kendricks, not tonight.
Hey.
Sorry about that. Call me again. Appreciate it. All right, it's a good deal. Nice guess, but no Temptations. It is a temptation-free night. Not that that was by choice, but those weren't one of the acts on stage together in 1977, which is the theme, you see. So, Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio. Mark, are you there? Going once, going twice. Goodbye, Mark. He'll call back. I just know it. All right, so we got Jim in Richmond. How's it going tonight, Jim?
It's going really better tonight.
Yay.
I wanted to say you started your show, and I'm going, I didn't hear the bumper from last, I mean, the question from last
week.
Yeah,
right. You were right. I didn't either. So now you have. That was the question from last week. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what?
Right, and I'm going, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.
I think, did I fall asleep?
No.
You know?
No, I probably did. Yeah.
Right.
So.
And I wanted to tell you that my friend, who, you know, I've been involved with for 20 years.
Yes.
Her granddaughter, husband, works for Best Buy.
Good.
And I sent her a text today to find out about the glasses.
Well,
and she was going to call me when he came home, but I guess he must have came home and they all went to bed.
Well, so I can understand that. But again, those glasses are going to be nothing but, believe me, frustration until you are so familiar with voiceover on your phone mm-hmm. that you can do it in your sleep.
Right. But I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
And then she came over and we went shopping, and I filled my refrigerator to the brim
on
my freezer, you know, because I told you I bought a new freezer.
Yes, you did.
And
absolutely.
We don't know how much she may leave for a lot of time in May.
Uh-huh.
So I filled it up, and I was very excited.
Good.
And then we sat down and talked about voiceover.
Good.
I have voiceover on my phone.
Right.
And it drives me nuts.
Well, you have to, so you have to learn it so it doesn't.
I'm not finished yet. So I turned it on, and I showed her what it does. And then we sat there and talked about it after I turned it back off. And she says, you're going to have to learn it.
Right.
And she says, if you lose your vision, you're in deep doo-doo.
It's true.
So she kept telling me, you're
That's
going
right.
to have to learn
yes,
it.
Yes, I've told you that again.
Find out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I know you have, but this is someone who I'm involved with that said,
well,
we're going to have to figure it out.
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to let you know.
No, well, you're going to have to, because what will happen is if you don't, you're not going to get any help from anybody. That's what's going
right.
to, I'll be honest with you, that's what's going to happen. People will give up on you if you are not going to be able to do some things for yourself. You have to learn this.
Right.
It's not an option.
But I have a problem because of my problem with my hands. I can't screen three figures down, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah, you will.
You know, right.
It should be, if I were in your shoes, if I was you for a day, Jim for a day, this would be mm-hmm. the only thing I'd care about. Other than breathing, I wouldn't care about anything else except learning this. Nothing else would matter to me. That's
right.
really the truth.
And that's what we talked about.
Well, and so there you are.
You know, and I wanted to let you know that you are right all along.
Oh, I know that.
I wasn't fighting you.
Yeah. Well, don't fight anybody. There are no excuses. So that just don't
right.
tell yourself no excuses. Learn it.
Then I wanted to tell you something else. I listen to your charts, and I sing along to all the songs, but because of how I grew up listening to WLS and CFL, they never told you who sang the songs. So I'm sitting here frustrated going, I know that song. I know that song. I know that song. but I don't know who did him. You know?
There you are.
So that was frustrating to me. And then last of all, I will take a Big Bang.
Okay, before their experiment went nuclear, what over-the-top name did Leonard and Sheldon dream up for their research project?
What, nuclear?
Yeah, their experiment. Right. They dreamed up a name for their research project.
Hmm. I think you got me on that one.
Wow, that doesn't happen often. Well, it was the hyper-rapid magnetogravitational collapse.
I don't think I ever heard that one.
Well, now you'll be looking out for it, because I'm sure it'll come up again on one of these episodes.
And thank you. Thank you, everyone that's helped me.
Absolutely. So I want to hear tomorrow what progress you've made. Every day we're going to hear a little more progress.
Okay, I will call you tomorrow.
Thanks, appreciate
it.
All right, so that's the deal. Every day we want something from Jim on what else he got voiceover to do. All right, it's a pain, believe me, I know. But it's not an option. This is what's going to open up his life for him. And Jim, as you know, is losing his vision. And hopefully he won't lose it totally for a very long time to come. But it could happen at any time. And already he's in a position where he is very impaired. And therefore, we need to come up with ways that he can do things for himself. And voiceover is just the start. Yeah, it's not the be-all and end-all, but it's just the start, and he can get there. All right, so Mark called back with Star Trek, and we'll do that in moments right here, and another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
It seems I toss and turn till morning's light, thinking about you, Lord, so hard sometimes it hurts. Got to find the courage deep within myself to tell her I'm in love with someone else. I heard her, I know, but we've got to live for ourselves. I think I'll tell her. I think I'll tell her. I think I'll tell her what's on my mind. Changes when I married her, I swore I could not be tempted by another woman's lure. About a year ago we met, you touched my hand, love evolved, Lord, you know it wasn't planned. We fell.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, there's a soothing love song. That's right. I think I'll tell my wife that I've been messing around and I fell in love with somebody else. Well, what's for dinner? All right, now, who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. All right, so Mark has called back, and I'm glad about that, in Aurora. So are you with us, Mark?
I am, and apparently Jim has an impairment in his hands, so I hesitate to say anything authoritative, but I will say that, you know, I learned voiceover without too much difficulty, and the one thing that can get a little confusing is that you have to double tap each number that you want to input through the dial pad.
Okay.
You have to double tap it. But other than that, I mean, my phone and I talk to each other all the time.
And that is good to hear. No, good advice. But, of course, now it's time for the news. I'll give you your Star Trek question right after that. Don't go away.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who's that? 888-876-5593. Well, they have in common with everyone else we're playing. They were all on the stage together in 1977, but what were they doing? All right, 888-876-5593. Now we're talking to Mark, and Mark is in Aurora, and we have our Star Trek question. All right.
Well, and I have a couple more things to tell Jim about voiceover. He's going to make new friends because the voice that tells me what functions I've inputted is a gal from Australia whose name I don't know yet. Or maybe I used to know, but I forgot it. And then the voice that tells me what state the phone is, her name is Agnes, and she is a low, velvety alto.
Oh, all right, good.
And she seems to be from England.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know with one of there's been a gal who's been interviewed a lot lately, and I don't know if she was originally the voice. I think of Alexa, actually. I'm not sure. But whatever it was, she wound up, she didn't really get paid for it. She was just doing something else, and they used her voice for it. So it was a long story.
Oh.
But yeah, if you go online, you can usually find those voices. Their YouTube is resplendent with videos talking about them.
Yes.
All right, see, I come across them when I'm looking for my nuts at night, the people who interest me enough that my mind won't wander, but not interest me enough that I'll stay awake. So I hear, you know, I hear at least 10 minutes of dozens of near-death experiences, you know. Never get to the good part, thank God. If I hear the whole thing, something went wrong. All right, so here we are. I want to know who played Fleet Captain Garth on Star Trek, the original series episode, Whom Gods Destroyed. It aired January 3rd, 1969. He was an actor born in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Steve something.
Yeah, that's right. Steve something. What is it?
Yeah, the last name is slipping me, and I'm gonna kick myself when you tell me, but I know it's Steve... And
well,
this guy has played villains on other shows,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, he died really young, 37 years old.
Oh, is that right?
He was attending the Cannes Film Festival in France, and his son had been born just 1 month earlier and had a heart ailment and died on May 12th, 1972.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but yeah, he was in Mannix and Gunsmoke and Bonanza and Mod Squad and Mission Impossible, you know, all those things. Well, his first name begins with an I.
Is Steve. So or his last name begins with an I.
Yeah, last name begins with an
Innes?
I. What?
Innes? Innes?
No. Oh, close. And actually, it should be I, but it was pronounced I, according to the sources I saw. But what came after I?
I saw. Yeah. No, I'm still not getting it, but I know it's Steve.
Yes, it is Steve Einat, I-H-N-A-T, Einat.
Einat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's good. That's
good.
Well,
maybe we get a half.
Yeah, you
absolutely get a half a point.
You get half credit for that. That's right. So next time you get half credit, remind us and you get a certificate. We won't mail you half of one. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Good deal. Appreciate it. All right. So that's certainly half right. He knew Steve, which, yeah, but really young. Whoa. All right. So 888-876-5593 there now is a line available for you. So let's see what we have here with my question. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? David and Winthrop Harbor, welcome back to WGN Radio. David, speak to me.
Hello.
Yes. What do you think?
Have a smoke break? Cigarette?
Nope.
Smoking?
That's nice, but it's not right.
How about tell a fib?
Nope. That's not right either.
Okay.
But thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to throw something out real quick.
Okay.
Can you lay me on a Bill Elliott trivia right quick?
Not really quickly, but hang on and I'll find one. Don't go away. All right.
But anything.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but you got to hang on there and we'll do it. So,
all right.
Let's figure that out. I know David likes his Bill Elliott trivia, so we'll do that. We'll put him on hold to find an appropriate question. And Frank in Kenosha has a bumper guess. All right, Frank, what do you think?
One bumper stop was Shy Lights, I Like Your Loving, Do You Like Mine?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Very good. All right, so it'll take forever to get something. It's not worth it even when you get it, but hang on, we'll get your address. You'll get a certificate. That's
fine.
What?
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
What do you know about WNOV Radio?
Well, obviously, Milwaukee. It was what the Chess Brothers bought after they bought VON.
Okay.
So, yeah. So great.
Have you heard of Jim Frazier?
Oh, of course. Of course. I have tapes of Jim. In fact, I have a tape of him before he died talking about, and I should find it somewhere, talking about his entire career. It was fascinating. But, of course, I loved their competitor, Dr. Bop, on WAWA. So, you know.
Well, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear too much from him. I heard mostly of Jim Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, biscuit.
Dr. Bop was such a hoot. He was older. He was from Columbus originally. But he would actually come to work wearing, like, hospital scrubs. And one of the record promoters once said, "You do know you're on the radio, don't you?" And he said, "Yeah." So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was Willie Davis's station. But, yeah, NOV, in some ways, it was a kind of a camp for VON. You did see some shifting of personalities from here to there. But Jim Frazier was Milwaukee all the way, and I really should find this. Oh, he was great. This was a couple hours that he was on the air, and he was, you know, going through his whole career, and it was just great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you have heard of him. Wow. You get around pretty much.
Oh, well, soul radio is sort of my thing. And the problem is that all the great soul stations, there's almost no air checks of that. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah.
But there's nothing before there were cassettes. Of course, when Norelco brought out that cassette recorder in 64, you started to have some stuff. But before that, it was all reel-to-reel. But even so, most people didn't tape soul radio. So, you know, you want the jocks on LS or CFL, you can get that ad nauseum. You know, you want a bunch of stuff on VON or NOV or, you know, every market had great soul stations. And, of course, earlier Chicago radio had everybody, you know, as far as that goes, you know, from Al Benson on and all the WBEE stuff and all that. And there's just nothing. And it breaks my heart.
Yeah, cause I try to find WGRT as well or WJPC. Both
sure,
of them. They have
sure.
No checks on them either.
Yeah, no, all of that, you just don't find much. Now, there's a guy, and I should probably give links to this online sometime, but there is a guy who does a collection. I think he calls himself the Godfather of Soul. How dare he? But anyway, and he had a lot of different air checks, including like Hank Spann. But it wasn't Hank Spann in Chicago. It was Hank Spann on WWRL. But there's other stuff like I guess Stepfather of Soul. That was it. Not Godfather. Stepfather of Soul. If you go to Stepfather of Soul, you will be able to find like Herb Kent, 1970. But that's VON. Okay, so Bill Kenner from BEE. And then you got like Johnny Lloyd from Wook in Washington, and but GRT, you mentioned GRT, and they've got a couple air checks from 67 and GRT.
Okay.
So those are probably worth hearing. So Stepfather of Soul, and then it'll go to click. blogspot.com, but you'll be able to find it. And I don't know. I'm looking to see if they had this, and I don't think he does have. But that Jim Frazier. It was literally for hours they were talking, and he was just great. But I got a lot of VON there. You know, Purvis Spann from 65 and Butterball. You know, Bill Crane from 68 and things like that. And Whammo in Pittsburgh. Okay. You know, so if you're looking for that, you'll find some of it. But you know, sadly, he's probably got almost all of it because there's very little of it. But if I could find this Jim Frazier tape, I will. I'd love to air it, but it would be the whole show. But I at least do links to it. So yeah, you betcha, I remember that. I lived for soul radio. You know, back in the days when the jocks rapped and the music didn't.
Yeah, I remember going as a little kid back in the '60s because my mom would have especially WNOB. And then when the sun set, then there was because it wasn't always powered up till
right, of course,
at 4:30. So in the wintertime, we'd go off the air and just like, man, but that was real radio back then. You know, that's why you listen to it. It draws you, it's just like that warm feeling of, nostalgia.
I
remember it.
Yeah, and the spots were great, too, because they just embodied the neighborhoods. There were local commercials that were just classic. And I love that stuff. But you're right. So many of the soul stations were daytimers. We used to say rundown at sundown. So, at night, depending on where you lived, you could get WLAC out of Nashville, which was all, R&B.
Yeah.
But,
we got that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy's Record Mart. And, of course, I ordered many things from that place. That's for sure. I love their specials because they'd give you a dozen records and they'd always advertise like one that you heard of. And then you got 11 you didn't. But of those 11, three of them were just classics. I loved that. You betcha. But now that you mentioned that, I'm going to find that Joe Frazier and at least put a link to it. I hope it's still online. If not, I've got it in my cassette collection, which I've been packing, so hopefully I'll come across it soon. All right. Well, hang on. You knew your stuff, and like I say, the prize is worthless, but eventually you get a certificate and something you don't want. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I'm still waiting for the rest of us.
Yeah, it's forever. It really is, and I'm so sorry about that. But, things keep coming up, and, medical drama and all that, and suddenly the prizes get put on the back burner. But hang on. Don't go away. All right. So good deal. Yeah. Of course I know Joe Frazier. All right, so let's put Frank on hold here. Try to do that successfully without disconnecting him. And I've done it. All right. All right, so we'll take a few more guesses here. Again, on any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? Dakota in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rory, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I do have three guesses to this question.
Okay.
My first one is moving to a new house.
Nope.
Second one is getting a new pet.
Nope.
And the third one is getting involved into a car accident.
Nope. But thanks for trying.
Hey, but I do have a question.
Okay.
It's to Mark from Aurora, right?
Okay.
I'm curious to know, does he support East Aurora or West Aurora? They're two historic schools.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know if Mark was in Aurora when he was school age.
Oh, okay. But I'm still curious to know. Maybe next week.
All right. Well, there you go. So good deal. Thanks. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. All right. Mike in Bridgeview wants to take a guess. So what do you think, Mike? Mike, are you with us? Oh, he left us. Jeff in Beloit? All right. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I'm thinking I'll take a stab at your question here. One is, they'll be turning on the phone and driving with the phone on.
That is not it. What else?
All right. Honking your horn at a, in a road rage.
Nope. What else?
How about drinking coffee?
Nope.
All right. Then I have a regular trivia question. You should have it there. About Manson Tate murders? Or
you want a Manson Tate murder question?
Yes, I do.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. We can do this. I'll stay right where you are, and we'll also get our, Bill Elliott trivia for David. Now, if we got another bumper stumper coming up that maybe you'll know, or maybe you'll like my question, or maybe you'll have your own category. We're proving that you can have your own category, absolutely anything, right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, who is that? And that's a well-known artist. Yeah, I guarantee you know who that is. You might not recognize him from that, but you know who he is. All right, so we've got David's Bill Elliott question. We've got Jeff's question on the Tate-LoBianca murders. But before we get there, Mike called back with a trivia guess on our question. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this, do what? So what do you think, Mike?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm going to say... either phone or telephone, telephone and or letter from a friend, for a new friend, old friend.
Nope, neither, none of it.
I'll try to call back.
I hope so. Thank you. All right, so good deal. All right, so now, Jeff in Beloit, you want a Manson Tate murder question. And we aim to please here, as far as that goes. And so here we go. As we know, the house they attacked was on Cielo Drive, and it was inhabited by Roman Polanski and Sharon Tate. Yeah, well, that's nice, except that's not what Manson was targeting. Manson was targeting the previous resident. Who was it?
Well, I know Stephen Earle Parents and his prom date were in the cul-de-sac.
Nope.
And they got killed first.
Yeah, but he targeted the house specifically because of the previous tenant, the guy who lived there previously.
Oh gosh, that's a really good question.
And it's one of those that you really should know if you in fact are a student of these murders. Because it was not random.
All right, I'm guessing it's an old movie star, but maybe Roman Polanski's house was that. Mary Pickford and.
Nope. You're on the wrong track. Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, was a record producer, and Terry had turned Manson down, didn't want to sign him to a label. And so Terry Melcher had lived in that house but moved out, and Manson did not know that he had left.
Oh, By chance, was that his audition for the Monkees?
No. But, you know, Terry had been involved with a lot of stuff. And the Monkees could have been in there tangentially. But the big thing was that he had it out for Terry Melcher.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, man. He absolutely had it out for him. And, Terry had worked with the Byrds, for instance, but a number of others as well. And the interesting thing is the reason that Manson knew where the house was because he went to the house when Melcher was living in. He was not invited, he wasn't invited in, but he showed up at the front door. And so the idea was to, get Melcher. So there you go.
Ironically enough, Manson didn't kill anybody at the Tate residence.
Well, of course not. He didn't kill anybody anywhere.
No, he bragged that he killed over 30 people.
Right. But not in the Tate LoBianco murders. No.
That's correct.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So that was the deal.
You and John stopped me, so.
All right.
Well, I like your show, and have a good night.
Hope to talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. And so on that note, we'll pick it up right after the news with David from Winthrop Harbor and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
How you feel? Still, I wanna know if what you feel is real. 'Cause there is a reason, yeah, for the things that I say. I wanna love you, girl, in a special.
It's a gift. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so I expect winners on that, and I expect it quickly, and I think I'm going to get it with Dee Dee in Milwaukee. So, Dee Dee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. I was just coming back, getting my water, my little snack, and I heard it, and I thought, oh, my God, I got it in one of my crates. Brothers Johnson.
Absolutely
I'll
right.
Be good to you.
Absolutely right.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, all right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my first time winner.
Oh my. Well, like I say, don't expect anything to arrive anytime soon. Eventually, and I mean eventually, you get a certificate and something else you don't want, but you
how did it rate, Raleigh? How did it chart?
Oh, I can look that up actually. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm just curious cuz love the song. And then they also did Strawberry Letter
23.
They
did a ton of things, actually. They had probably at least a dozen short records, but
loved them.
Strawberry Letter was the real big one. But let me look and see where I'll Be Good to You.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see where that charted. I'll Be Good to You.
It won't be high because I wouldn't have picked it if it was high. All right, so.
Right.
It was, oh, my God, it was number one. Jeez, I guess I...
Oh, it did.
I screwed up on that, didn't I?
Raleigh, it probably hit WAWA at the time and probably WNOV, I would think.
Oh, well, I think it hit everything, and it was...
And then top 40, probably.
Yeah, 1976.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know it hit number one.
It got to number three on the top 40 charts.
Oh, my God.
That means that it was actually top 40-wise their biggest hit, because Strawberry Letter 23, which was number one R&B, only got to number five on the
pop
charts.
And Raleigh, when I was growing up, I remember Don Cornelius had playing this on Soul Train.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Yep. And I thought it made my night. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right.
Shout out to everybody out there.
Absolutely. Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Thanks.
We'll get you.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, with that in mind, does that bring you any closer to guessing on the theme? Well, meanwhile, David in Winthrop Harbor wants his Bill Elliott question. So are you there, David? Are you ready?
Hello, Raleigh. Let me give a bumper stumper throw out right quick.
Okay.
Before we go into Bill Elliott. Are we on Little Richard or Prince Jones?
Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
All right.
All right. Bill Elliott was the first Winston Million winner in 1985. He did it by winning three races. What were they?
They were the Southern 500, the Daytona 500, the Coca-Cola 600.
No. You should know this.
Yeah.
And the Winston, the Winston 500.
Southern 500.
Yeah, Southern 500, Daytona 500, and Winston 500.
The Coca-Cola 600.
No, it was the Winston 500.
Turned into the Coca-Cola 600.
But well, that was later, not in 1985.
So it was in Charlotte, though, right?
Beats me. I'd have to look that up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I got two out of three.
Yes, you did. So you got two-thirds of a question right. If you get another third next time, we'll send you a certificate. All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Peace, Raleigh.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
All right,
thank
good
you.
Deal. Yes, the Winston 500. That's what I was a Winston Million winner. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't get it here in the next 40 minutes or so, I divulge it. Yeah, it was our straggler from last week, but I forgot it. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? All right. So Sherry in Naperville is going to take some guesses. What do you think, Sherry?
Hey, Raleigh. Hi. First, before I even make stupid guesses, which are, I wanted to ask, Landecker played his three-peat today because he missed it Thursday, and he had two songs from Curtis Mayfield.
Okay.
He says a very big Chicago icon. Sometime during the week, can you play some stuff from him and talk about him?
Yeah, I play stuff from him regularly, especially stuff he's written.
Well, no, I don't know if... I mean, I guess I didn't know who he was.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
He was a god. He was absolutely a god. And, of course, lead singer...
Well, that's kind of what Landecker
said. Absolutely. And not only because of the fact that he was with the Impressions, and not only because he owned record labels like Windy Sea, but, I mean, the stuff he wrote, oh, my God. He was like... Now, to my tastes, we're talking early 60s. After that, he kind of lost me in the later 60s. But in the...
He did the Amen, and he did something.
Yeah, right. Well, Amen, of course, was, you know, a standard. That's not something he wrote. But, yeah, the Impressions did Amen. But there were a number of things. And most of the denizens of Chicago, whether it was Major Lance or Gene Chandler, were responsible for recording Curtis Mayfield songs.
But my... you're my teacher.
Well, that's one not to miss.
About music history.
All right.
Kind of. So I you know, it's like reading adventure book.
All right. So you want some Curtis Mayfield. Okay. And he did.
And some background.
He produced a lot of great groups. And one of my favorites was a little girl group, The Fascinations. Girls Are Out to Get You. Maybe I'll play that.
Okay. Anyway, so I have my stupid guesses.
Okay, let's hear them.
So I figured out, I think, I can't remember the number, it's like almost 28,000 Americans. It's just general time frame information, not like recent, right?
I'd say it's the last, 40 years or so. I would guess that this survey was probably taken in the early 2000s.
Okay, so I'm going to say buy an automobile?
Nope.
Okay, get a haircut?
Nope.
clean the toilet?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of things people don't do every day, but so many people would do it every day.
Yeah, and 7% of the U.S. population, we're probably looking at over 23 million people do this every day.
Yeah. Oh, well, back in 20 years ago, yeah, I didn't know the current population, and that's how I figured out 28 million.
Yeah, it's about 23
million. Go to the dentist.
Nope.
Oh, because it's not a whole lot. Oh, because of your recent stuff, call customer service?
No. Oh, God, I'm sure it's more than that, and they're all dissatisfied just like I am.
Okay. I think that's 5. What did you say last time, David? Oh, you don't remember. Last week he was saying. Oh, jeepers. Buy an appliance.
What?
Buy an appliance.
No. No.
Okay.
I'm sure
I'm
sure that Home Depot and all the others would be thrilled if 7% of Americans were buying an appliance on
any given
day.
Well, you could buy a toaster oven or
You could, but I mean, that'd be wonderful.
Or a coffee maker or
yeah.
Anyway, I mean, that's all appliances, so that's kind of a broad category.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I gave it a stab.
You sure did. If you think of more, call me back.
I don't know. I need more clues and hints.
All right.
Or more people, you're kind of close.
And time is running out.
It's kind of broad.
Yeah, it is.
Last week, I think it was a very short trivia night.
Oh, was it?
But,
I don't remember.
I think so.
I don't know. I think it was the week before. I think last week was a full show, and I forgot to tell you what the bumpers were.
Oh, no, last week was when this trivia came up, I'm pretty sure. Can I have a quick advertising then?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's see. Advertising, huh? Let's see what we can do for you.
And you kept on saying intensive care. I kept on saying out loud, Jergens hand motion.
Yeah, right.
Vaseline.
This is really easy. Really easy.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, it is. You'll get it. Choosy mothers choose.
Jif.
Of course they do. Jif peanut butter. All right.
My two favorites are Jif and Skit.
Oh, they both. You know, they allow rodent hairs in the thing. That was enough for me. All right, hang on. Don't go away. go away. All right, I also don't ask what's in hot dogs. But, Sherry will, in fact, do that. All right, so let's put Sherry on hold, if I can accomplish that with my magic twanger here. I was going to go to commercials and a bumper, but Doug is a first-time caller, and we defer to them. So Doug is in Sheboygan. All right, Doug, welcome to WGN Radio. Yeah. Sheboygan, yes.
Right.
Famous 50s singing group was from Sheboygan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. And one of them married Archie Blyer. But anyway, we're going to do Gomer Pyle trivia, really? All right.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I guess we'll do it from the show as opposed to from the actor.
Right, yeah.
All right.
Show, yeah.
All right. Very good. We've got count them here, 10 big questions. So let's see what they are. While eating at the Wong's restaurant, what does Gomer find in his soup?
What does he find in his soup?
And it has to do with what the restaurant used to be.
Nope, I don't know that one.
He finds dice in his soup. It used to be a casino.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, all right. Call me again.
All right.
I'll look forward to it.
Flat.
Okay, thanks. All right. So yes indeed. 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
People are not born to come to find love. When you find love, you all hold on to it. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, you know what, friend? I found my love. And the love that I found is better than any love I've ever had before. Yes, it is. Make you want to run and shout. I feel so good about it. Until I went told all of my friends that you're here. This is what I'm about. I'm going to tell you about it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, who is that? Yeah, we have two more bumpers numbers after that. And again, we have a theme. And the theme is in 1977, they were all on stage together. But what are they doing? All right, 888-876-5593. Also, in less than a half hour, we'll reveal our straggler. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? And finally, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. We prove it every week. And Laura, thank God, has moved away from Sound of Music. We've gone to Oklahoma. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN. Now, is this the week you do your rehearsals for the big show?
Yes, in fact, I'll tell you more tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay. But yet, today we had our rehearsal. So okay. Our show's on Thursday. So.
All right. Well, I want to hear a bit of it.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So here is the question. There was a song sung by Judd that was cut from the movie. What was it called?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I know Judd sang a song.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to throw two out there.
Okay.
The Floor Squeaks.
No, what else?
Poor Judd is Dead.
Oh, that's funny. No, it's not.
Because there is a song, Poor Judd is Dead.
Well, yes, I know. Actually, if I did a multiple choice, that would have been one of them. No, that isn't it.
I think let's see. Judd and
Well, let me give you.
I should know this.
Let me give you three. Let me give you three. I'm a Good Man, Lonely Room, The Smokehouse.
Well, I know Lonely Room was in it, but I don't know if it was in the play. See, sometimes it's in a play, but not the movie, or vice versa.
Right.
Either The Smokehouse or The Lonely. What was the other one?
I'm a Good Man.
I'm a Good Man or The Smokehouse?
It was actually Lonely Room. That was cut from the movie.
Oh, really?
Yep. It was in the play, but not the movie.
And goodness.
The fourth choice would have been Poor Judd is Dead.
Wow. Thank you, Raleigh. That was fun.
Good deal.
Oh, you know what? Can I throw a question on a wild shot? I know this probably doesn't match up, but plant a garden?
Oh, that's interesting. No.
Put in a swimming pool?
No. 7%. Whoa. No.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
All
have
right.
A good night.
Thanks for trying. All right, so yeah, remember, there's about 23 million Americans are doing this every day. All right, so let's see. Mike called back with more guesses from Bridgeview. So, all right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm back there, Raleigh. I got about three or four.
Okay.
One, I got Go to Jail.
No, I don't know how many do that. If it's 7%, we're in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. Then how about Dead?
Dead? No, it's not that either.
How about Divorce?
Nope.
How about Married?
Nope.
How about cramping their pants? I quit.
All right. Well, thanks for trying. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think we have statistics on that because who'd admit it? All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll have Mike maybe come up with some other guesses. In the meantime, let's see what we can do before the news. After the news, we're going to talk to Naoto. Yeah, I don't think we did last week, so we'll do some Myers-Briggs trivia. And we did talk to Laura, so let me clear that line. Okay, there's a line available for you. James wants World War II, and James is kind enough to mail me an article on Bobby McClure. And that was fun to read, and we thank him for that. And let's see what else. So Marge is gonna guess as well. So an action-packed half hour coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Something deep.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who's that? 888-876-5593. 1964. One more bumper stumper. And again, they were all on stage together in 1977. I want to know, what was the venue? What were they doing? All right. So 888-876-5593. And David in Muskegon recognized a bumper. All right, David, what'd you hear, you know?
I heard before the last one you played, that was Johnny Taylor.
Yes, it was.
I Found Love.
Yes, it was. I Found All Love. Yes, it was a Wilson Pickett remake. Yes, indeed. 1989 on Malico. You are a winner.
Thank you.
All right.
I was just, I enjoy your show, and I was going to ask Jim if he could remember what he was doing at this time and where he was in 1968. And Tubby, I'd like to ask her the same question.
Well, who the hell would know?
Well, they might know what they were doing. I remember what I was doing. I was at T.A. Wilson Elementary School in Jackson, Michigan,
right.
And I was in sixth grade.
Okay, very good.
And I remember the music I was listening to.
Okay, yes.
Stuff like Love is Blue.
Yes,
by Paul Mauriat.
Yes, yes. It was a terrible year. We don't need to review it.
Oh,
all right.
What?
So, well, you just mentioned Ichiku Park. Does it get worse than that? All right. So, if you're into electronic phasing, I guess you could like that, but I'd rather hear The Big Hurt by Miss Tony Fisher if we have to do that, but I'd rather not do it. All right. So, you are a winner. It takes forever to get anything, but eventually you get a certificate that's a lot of fun and something else you don't want. So, hang on. Don't go away, but don't expect
anything
soon. Oh, that's
okay. Soon.
All right. Good deal. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we put David from Muskegon on hold, and we try to Ichiku Park. God, one of the worst records ever. And I had to play all those horrible things. So, yeah, I'm sure it scarred me for life. All right, we're going to go and do a little Myers-Briggs trivia with Naoto in Japan. How's it going tonight, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but I was a bit too late last week, so I couldn't trivia, I guess so.
Well, you're on time now. All right. So, as you probably know, ENFP is the champion. What is ENTP known as?
Debater?
Yes, absolutely. We have a winner. It's just that easy. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah,
all right. So, good deal. Yes, the debater. That's right. So, we put Naoto on hold. He's absolutely right. And let's see what we can do here. Oh, Marge is going to take a guess. I'm looking forward to that. That's our question, which we reveal here in the next 15 minutes or so. And that is, on any given day, 7% of Americans do this, do what? So, Marge, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Very familiar. Take an airplane flight somewhere?
Well, that'd be about 0.7% of all Americans, but...
Yeah,
I think about probably under 3 million Americans are taking a plane ride on any given day. But that's still a nice guess. 90% of us have taken a commercial flight at some time in our history, and 40% do it every year.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like business people that, you know, they kind of make up for
repeat.
You
know, interesting you say that, because the numbers are going down. Ever since COVID, less business people flying.
Why?
Because they're doing a lot of the Zoom things and all those things, and it hasn't picked up, that segment of air travel hasn't picked up tremendously yet.
Oh. Oh, well, I tried.
You did, and I'm so glad you did, and I hope you will again.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Thanks. Yeah, and I found that out because I was looking for the number. I thought, okay, let me, in round numbers, find out how many people are flying every day. And that I came across that article on that that business travel had really declined. And it makes sense during the pandemic. But I guess if you find out that maybe you don't actually have to go there, that that saves employers quite a bit of money, doesn't it? All right, so my last plane, a commercial flight, was 1999, and I'll never do another one, so I say. All right, not planning to, although I must say, some of those 787-10s, the first class section, looks pretty inviting, but so far I've resisted. Yeah. All right, so let's see. I believe that James is on the south side. So, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing?
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Okay, I am going to first on your music thing. I have a guess.
Oh, you do? Do you? Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to say the Soul Train Music Awards.
You know, that's great. It's not right, but that's closer than anybody's gotten. So, can you do better?
Okay.
Now, remember, this is 1977.
Okay. I'm going to say not the Grammys.
Right. By the way, there are no awards involved.
Okay. I'm going to say the Soul Train show. No.
Right, because that had been around longer than that. And, of course, the first Soul Train Music Awards were in 1987, 10 years later. So it isn't that. So
okay, Don Cornelius didn't have a prior music award before that.
It's not any awards.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to say NAACP. That's award.
Again,
thing,
no awards. That. I'm going to let you think about it so you can call back with that because I know that want to.
I'm going to also take a guess at your straggler too.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, and you're good at that. So, all right. On any given day, 7% of Americans are doing this.
Okay, they're driving through a tollway.
Nope, that's not it. What else you got?
Okay, they're getting work done on the plumbing.
That's not it either.
Okay, they are going. Okay, it wouldn't be a job interview, although that would be extravagant.
Right,
that number.
I hope there's more than that actually, but yeah, it's probably not. So no job interviews.
Okay, I'm going to say that they basically maybe going to grocery shopping?
Nope.
Okay, they are inviting somebody over to for some sort of invite or something like that?
Nope.
They're calling a parent or good friend?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's all I got on that for now. Okay, I would take a guess at the World War II thing.
Yeah.
I was so close on this other thing.
Well, yes, but we can probably do your World War II, and then you can call back with the other thing anyway. So, okay.
Okay.
You remember the July 20th, 1944 plot on Hitler's wife?
Yes.
Who was the key figure?
Okay, that would be
Good enough. You're going to get it. But by the way, it wasn't a count. It was Klaus von Stauffenberg.
Because I was saying and I realized he didn't have
colonel. He was a colonel, and they executed him the next day.
Yeah. The thing was, had he succeeded, okay, let's just say at least another 20 million people would have been saved.
Yeah, one would hope. But, you know, you never know. You just never know. That's the interesting part. But in any event, he didn't. And so next day he was gone. And you are a winner. So call us back. I'll do the final bumper stumper and then call us back with your guesses. And then otherwise I'll reveal. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Thanks. All right, so John will add to his stash. Again, you do it for the fun of it. You eventually, and when I mean eventually, it could be 4 years. You know, it's been tough. But eventually you get a certificate and something else you probably don't want, like a CD or a DVD, for each win. All right, so now we have one more bumper stumper to go, and you'll hear it right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, I expect we'd have an instant winner on that. That's my favorite record by them. And yeah, I think it did chart. So who are they? All right, we'll get a winner quickly. Maybe. But actually, I don't know how quickly, because we have about 9 minutes of showtime. And
Tommy.
What?
Tommy.
John wanted me to say, yeah, he misses Tommy. So do I, actually. Tommy usually calls with guesses, and we haven't heard from Tommy in Chicago in quite a while. So I hope that Tommy in Chicago is actually doing very well, but I don't know. All right, so yeah, but I'm very surprised. I expected a winner on that bumper, and I'll be revealing it in moments. So with that in mind, our question, which I'll also be revealing in moments because it's a straggler, even though I forgot about it. On any given day, 7% of Americans do this. Do what? All right, so we have Dakota and Aurora. Do what?
Riding on a train.
No, but that's a nice guess. Now, if you include commuters, you're in the ballpark. It's about 11%, they think, although they don't know exactly. But if you take away computers, you're not commuters, you're not even close. But that's not it.
So that's probably the closest guess so far.
I don't know. I haven't been keeping track. All right, thanks.
Wouldn't waste more time. I'll another caller.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, the waning moments for that. Now, James is going to take more guesses on our bumper theme. So, all right, James, what do you think?
Heard that song. Then you said 1976, 77. Now, that was a period where you had Roots, the program. You had...
okay.
And I am thinking the... Okay, something like Black Image thing or something, something like that.
It was April of 1977. They were all on stage together.
Okay. The XL, no, that's wrong, going around the wrong road again.
You keep thinking about awards, and there are no awards involved in this.
Yeah, and this is just like a... reunion, like a moat?
No,
like,
it's okay. It's not a reunion.
Okay. It's just a music jubilee?
No. I don't know what that would mean, but no.
It's not a jamboree either.
No, you're right. Right.
It's a music celebration?
No. It's got a specific purpose here.
Okay, is it to raise money or
nope, no fundraising involved, strict entertainment.
Okay, is a celebration black culture?
Nope.
Okay, it's a celebration, a soul music celebration?
Nope. Well, I guess you could say that would be, in the general sense, part of it, but that's not it. And you're going to have to tell me, like, when you say celebration, you're going to have to tell me a little more about the venue. But I will narrow it down and say we are, soul music is involved.
Okay, let's see now. I'm going to say a venue like this, it would have to be, oh, goodness. I'm going to say this is, has to be either in L.A. or Detroit.
Neither. But you're thinking of it incorrectly. That's all. That's the only hint I can give you. You're absolutely thinking of it incorrectly.
Okay. And it's not, let's see. It's not, okay. It wouldn't be a celebration of a record label at all.
No. That's interesting, though. That's an interesting way to think of it. It's not, but that's probably closer than your other guesses.
Okay. Let's see. Celebration R&B.
Let me get you off the celebration kick, because it's really not a celebration.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're really not. Yes, exactly. And I would say, yeah, you're in the right direction, but no, you're really not hitting on this.
Yeah, this is like Patrick Kane having a bunk with scoring.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay, it's...
And by the way, after we're done talking, I'm going to reveal it. I'm not putting anybody else through this misery, so go right ahead. It was actually pretty momentous that this happened, I think, and at the time. I think it was absolutely, you know, momentous.
Okay, so it had to be a big enough venue. Would it have been in Philadelphia or...
No, doesn't matter where it is.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't like a Kennedy Center on or something like that.
Nope, doesn't matter where it is.
Okay,
By the way, you've had more than six, so tell me when you want to give up.
Okay, I was going to say the XL, some R&B XL celebration.
No. You're not even close.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to stop being a dead horse.
All right, here's the deal. All were on stage together in 1977 as part of the lineup for Don Cornelius's Chicago Soul 90-minute television special, seen directly after The Tonight Show on NBC in April 1977.
Yeah, I kept on saying Don Cornelius.
Yeah, you did. That's why I said you're right around it, but you weren't thinking about that. But yes, Chicago Soul. Now, of course, what's interesting about that, when I give you all the acts, this wasn't Chicago Soul. You know, not certainly.
I know,
but it was called Chicago Soul. So what did we play? All right, thanks, James. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so like I say, this Chicago Soul, all right, in your dreams. The Spinners did How Can I, 1964 on Motown, and later we played the flip side of that Sweet Thing, 1964 on Motown. Johnny Taylor did Baby We've Got Love, 1963 on Derby. Boz Scaggs, We Were Always Sweethearts, 1971 on Columbia. The Shy Lights, I Like Your Lovin', 1970 on Brunswick. We also played The Shy Lights, Last Thing I Played, my favorite Shy Lights record, I Want to Pay You Back, 1971 on Brunswick. Ronnie Dyson did I Think I'll Tell Her, 1973 on Columbia. The Dramatics did Since I've Been in Love, 1969 on Volt. Bill Withers did Three Nights and a Morning, 1967 on Lotus. Lotus was a label that High Weiss owned after Old Town. The Brothers Johnson did I'll Be Good to You, 1976 on A&M. Johnny Taylor did I Found a Love, 1989 on Malico. The Spinners I mentioned and the Shy Lights I mentioned. Those were the 11. Yeah. And so all of them were on Chicago Soul. And yes, the Shy Lights were from Chicago. Yeah, I'm going to have to look them all up because I think we've just ended our list. Yeah, I'm not sure that well, the Spinners weren't, and I don't think Johnny Taylor was, and Buzz Skaggs, and Ronnie Dyson. Well, all right, so there you have it. Now, our question. All right. On any given day, 7% of Americans eat at McDonald's. Yeah, I know. Don't hit me. All right. And yeah, I didn't realize that was the straggler until after I asked another question, which we got an answer. What established parliament still meeting today has never made even one government decision? And that was Parliament of Owls. And Laura gave us that question. We thank her for that. And yeah, when you give me questions, and it's nice when you suggest them, I try to Google them, so to speak. And when I can't, then yeah. You get it on the air, that's for sure. All right, so we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, yeah, you know what's coming. I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Until tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.